Dear listeners, you're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. It's now time for the Islamic Education Series.
This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true, in everything we think and do.
Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the one who exists without a place. To him belong the endowments and proper commendations. May Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and his kind Al and companions, and protect his nation from what he fears for them. Allah the Almighty says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. On the shores of the Red Sea was the city of Ayla. The story of the city was mentioned in the Holy Quran. In this city, the people of As-Sabt, Saturday, lived. They were greatly disobedient to Allah, and as a consequence, Allah punished them by transforming them into monkeys and pigs. Prior to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam receiving the revelations of prophethood, the non-believers kept this story a secret. They concealed the story of some of their ancestors, as it was humiliating, shameful and disgraceful to spread that they were mutated and destroyed. Allah exposed them and revealed to his dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam their story in the Holy Quran, warning the non-believers of the consequences of their arrogance, stubbornness and refusal to believe in the Prophet, and reminding them of what had happened to some of their ancestors in the city of Ayla. The Muslims among the children of Prophet Israel alayhi salam during the days of Prophet Dawood, David alayhi salam, and before, did not work, trade or engage in manufacturing or fishing on As-Sabt, Saturday, also referred to as the day of Sabbath. This was made forbidden upon them by the God-revealed set of rules of their times. Allah the Almighty made it a test upon them, exposing to the people the ones that disobey His orders from the ones that obey them. On Saturdays, the whales and the fish appeared in plentiful. They came so close to the shore that one could almost catch them by hand. Allah inspired the fish to come near on Saturdays, as they would not be caught, because the children of Israel were not allowed to fish that day. They came in huge numbers to the seashores of Ayla, where they packed, not being frightened or scared away by anyone. On other days, however, the whales and the fish would stay at the bottom of the sea unseen until it was the next Saturday, when the fish would emerge again. The case is, however, that the evil person can be easily driven by the devil towards disobedience. One of the people of that city was tempted by the devil when he desired to eat fish. The devil made it easy for him, as he tempted him to improvise a trick to fish what he desires. So on the Saturday, when this man saw a big fish swimming close by near the shore, he deviously tied its tail with a rope to a stump on the coast, and then he left. When the day ended, the man came back, and with his trickery, he took the fish home. There, he cleaned it and grilled it, but unexpectedly, the smell escaped until it was all around the house. His neighbors came around questioning the source. At first, he denied what he did, but when they insisted, he said he was grilling some fish skin he had found. On the following Saturday, the man did the same thing all over again. But this time, when the people questioned him about the smell, he said, "If you wish, you can do what I do." When they asked, "What is it that you do?" he informed them about his devious way. As a result, these people started doing what he was doing. These people went even further than the man had told them. They started improvising different means to that trick. It was said that on Fridays, some of them would dig holes on the shore, and they would channel them to the sea, where the channels could be easily closed. When Saturday comes, the fish will swim into these holes only to be entrapped in them. It was also said that they went on big boats and guided the fish through to the dugout holes and closed the channels, keeping them captured there. On Sundays, they would come and take out the trapped fish. This action was widespread and many of them practiced it. The situation kept on mounting until they started fishing openly on Saturday and selling the fish in the markets. This was among the greatest transgressions, an act of disobedience to Allah. As they openly committed this act of disobedience, the Muslim scholars among them warned them by telling them to stop their evil acts. They told them to fear Allah, but they arrogantly refused. As a result, these people of goodness decided to build a wall to separate themselves from those sinners, whereby they would stop living with them. One night, Allah's order of revenge came upon the transgressors. Allah punished those sinners by mutating them into animals. It was said that their youth were transformed into monkeys and their elders into pigs. The next morning, as those who commanded the lawful and forbade the unlawful woke up and went on with their daily business by going to work and going to worship, they realized that they had not seen any of the transgressors. Strange, they thought. As they wandered among each other where they could be, one person put up a ladder to see over the dividing wall. And there he was greatly astonished to see what he had seen. The transgressors had been transformed into monkeys with tails, screaming and jumping on top of each other. He also saw that they had been transformed into pigs, making hideous noises. With astonishment, they opened the doors and entered onto the transformed pigs and monkeys. As they came in, each transformed monkey would approach his human relative, sniffing his clothes and weeping. His human relative would say, "Didn't we warn you?" And the monkey would affirm that fact by nodding his head. It was said that before the punishment of mutation took place, the people were divided into three groups. One group disobeyed and fished on Saturday, and they were about 70,000. They were the ones who got mutated. A second group, which was about 12,000, did not sin. They were the ones that warned the sinners about the consequences of their actions. And the third group were the ones that did not sin, but did not warn others against sinning. Those third group, who did not sin and did not warn others, said to the second group, "Why did you warn the sinners, whom Allah will punish and destroy?" They were expecting Allah's punishment upon the ones that disobeyed His orders. They had knowledge about Allah's punishment of previous nations for their disobedience. To that question, the second group that had warned the sinners answered, "We warned them to remind them, as perhaps they would refrain from sinning and go back to the obedience of Allah." The first group was the only group Allah punished. Allah saved the other two groups from punishment. None of those mutated lived past 3 days, during which they did not eat, drink, or multiply. The punished people were made a far-reaching example to the nations that followed and to those that saw them and knew about their doom. Allah knows best. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This word is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek we word. This word is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek we word.
The Islamic Education Series, Lessons About the Belief, Acts of Worship, and Islamic Manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
You have just listened to the Islamic Education Series. Stay tuned to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM.